We now move to the topic of time. For a person who was molested as a child or otherwise abused, one great trauma is waiting to see justice happen. We wait and we wait and we wait, and as we wait, we fear that God has forgotten us, that God doesn't love us after all, that God regards the abuser as somehow deserving to get away with it. Time challenges our faith. In fact, time challenges everybody's faith, and this is recorded in Scripture. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So first, let's understand what is being described, as the concept of souls under the altar frightens a lot of people. In the image from Scripture, the altar is high up. I mean no disrespect, but it's like the high stage at a rock concert, or the high balcony we see when the Pope comes out to address people. It's high up because it is the center point of observation, worship, and prayer. There is a multitude gathered before it. So these souls under the altar are people placed front and center before the high altar, beneath it. They have the front row seats, in other words. And notice their anguish. They are still praying for justice from God, and God puts them front and center in the honored place. Even here we see that He is not going to immediately grant their request. But neither does God tell them to be quiet or move them to some back row. He places them front and center, ever under His eye to behold His suffering saints. And rather than rebuke them or tell them to move on, which is the favorite refrain of corrupt independent Baptist fundamentalist preachers and their kind, God has His own servants wait upon these supplicants. The robes given to these people are described as leukos in Greek. Dazzling robes. They are robes of light. That would be a closer translation of the word. These are the robes worn by the highest citizenry of heaven. And God's servants urge them to rest. And again, the word in Greek is the word used for recovery, resting in order to regain strength and happiness. So God honors His slain people, but even so, His final word is to wait until the time is at its point of fulfillment. Time, remember, was once part of the earth that mankind ruled. When death came upon mankind, when it was decreed that we should wither and die, time became our enemy. Time did change when man fell, at least for man. Time now hurts us and thwarts us, and time causes pain. Time causes pain to the righteous, as we see in the previous passage, and it causes pain to the unrighteous. They worry and fret too. They hide their dark and dirty secrets and spend their lives in terrible fear that they will be found out. Time is the exerciser of our faith, for faith is the only way to combat the stress and the worry of time. Even before the altar of heaven, when the martyrs lament to God, God assures His lamenting people that they do have His favor. And this is what we must grasp here on earth. In Jesus Christ, we have the favor of God. We have peace with God. God prolongs the time of the wicked, and this is painful for us, because though we love Him, in our natures we cannot endure the rule of time. Note this, in heaven the angels are not troubled by waiting. Jesus Christ Himself was never troubled by waiting. We never see Him in the weeks before His death worry about it. These are indications of creatures not ruled by the curse of sin. Even on the cross, the Lord never asked that it end quickly. He never asked anything about if it was going to get worse or better. Time didn't have that effect on Him. Yes, time had its rule over Him in regard to His flesh, for the Lord Jesus died of His suffering. Time took its course. But His faith enabled Him to regard His suffering without that growing anxiety that we feel when we suffer. Faith truly does keep us in this present moment. But as you struggle and you wait to see the Lord work, bear in mind that you are battling that which is in you, a pain caused by being a human being. Go back to that white robe of justification through Jesus Christ, learn of Him and His patience, and keep at prayer. When the time is fulfilled, God pours out his wrath upon those who have afflicted his people.